replacing the Johns Hill and Durfee Tech Magnet schools. At his meeting yesterday, the DBS 61 Board of Education unanimously voted to submit health, life, safety amendments to the state in order to initialize the building replacement process for both schools. A new Johns Hill school would be built in the vicinity of the current one, while additions at Muffley, Franklin, Parsons, and South Shores Elementary schools would replace the lost space from Durfee. Along with modernizing the facilities and upgrading safety, the primary goals of the four-year building plan presented by Frigo are to increase the capacity of programs with wait lists and to have air conditioning in all school buildings. With its increased capacity, the new Johns Hill will remain a magnet school. More news coming your way after Fox News on WSOY Decatur. It is 7 a.m.
It's another day to get ready or get out before Hurricane Florence hits. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Get out of its way. Don't play games with it. It's a big one. Maybe as big as they've seen.
President Trump says FEMA's ready. And while a lot of people heed evacuation orders, some, like these people in South Carolina, won't leave.
This is where I feel comfortable, and right now I don't see any reason to leave.
We're staying here. We stayed during Matthew and had a ball right here.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says bad idea.
We've ridden out a lot of storms, hurricanes, nor'easters, other events on the coast. But this storm is different.
He says there'll be a dangerous storm surge and perhaps feet of rain that could cause deadly flooding. Fox's Evan Brown's live in Wilmington.
Now, Dave, if they live on the barrier islands, they are under orders to get out. But if they're here on the mainland, many are just boarding up and staying. But that's not without some fear.
This is like the first time I'm honestly nervous. I've never been nervous for any of the other storms.
Angela Keenan's lived here her whole life. Her husband is a lineman, so he'll be working to put the power back on after the storm. Even if they did want to leave, they're not sure where they could go to escape, since Florence is just that big. Storm force winds extend 175 miles out from its center, Dave.
Evan, the president also tweeted about first responders being ready, and he again talked about the response in Puerto Rico last year, calling it an unappreciated great job, even though he wrote it was an inaccessible island with very poor electricity. Hurricane Maria wiped that power grid out, and in the aftermath, nearly 3,000 people died. It's stormy in Hawaii, Tropical Storm Olivia moving over the Big Island, and Maui in the early morning hours. Some areas could get 15 inches of rain. It's primary day in Rhode Island, the day after they voted in New Hampshire, setting up a House race in November. If Democrat Chris Pappas wins, he'd be the state's first openly gay congressman. If Republican Eddie Edwards wins, he'd be New Hampshire's first black representative in Congress. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WSOY News Time is 7:03. Illinois trails the rest of the nation in terms of wage growth since the Great Recession. Tied with Mississippi, Illinois employees had the slowest wage growth in the country. One analyst says it's because the cost of state government regulations limit what companies can offer. The Pew Charitable Trusts released data on all 50 states to show the growth or decline of personal income since the end of the Great Recession. The report shows the latest data indicates Illinois was one of the slowest growing states. While the national wage growth from late 2007 to the first quarter of this year was 1.6%, Illinois' income growth was 0.7%. Only Connecticut had slower growth at 0.6%. Analyst Mark Glennon of WirePoints says the high cost of doing business in Illinois limits what employers can offer their employees. Things like labor rules and workers' compensation costs in the state make hiring workers more expensive, according to Glennon. In sports, rookie Tyler O'Neill hit a three-run shot during a six-run eighth that pushed the Cardinals Cardinals passed the Pirates 11-5. Marcell Ozuna drove in three. Miles Michaelis held Pittsburgh to a run and five hits over seven frames to move to 15-5. Cardinals are back within a game and a half of Milwaukee for the first NL wild card. Cubs lead in the NL Central back to two games after they shut out the Brewers 3-0. Royals over the White Sox 6-3. Cardinal baseball for you this morning. It comes your way with a pregame at 11:20. Your next news is up at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly, live from Central Park for WSOY and Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast, and man, is it a beaut.
It's gorgeous. Sunny skies today and highs near 82 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 57 degrees. For your Thursday, you can expect sunny skies, highs around 80, and Friday, sunshine, highs near 85 degrees. Right now, it is 57 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, September 12th edition of Buyers & Company, live in Central Park with Hickory Point Bank for the annual kickoff for the WSOY Community Food Drive coming up on October 5th. We are matching your donations. We'll visit with Nick Smith, Carla Miller, Topper on Sports. It all starts now.
Buyers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Man, is it just a glorious morning. Lindsay, I can't tell you how pleasant it is out here. We are literally, the sun is coming up over Central Park. The temperatures are mild. It's going to be a beautiful day. We got the beach house on the way. I got a great cup of coffee from the students over at Millikan with the Blue Brew. Wow, is it good? And it's hot. I mean, a lot hotter than, I don't know. They do it a little different, I think. Carla? What's the secret?
I think the secret is they're college students and they have that extra little magic pizzazz.
Is that what it is?
A cup of coffee.
I'm just impressed it's 7 a.m. and there's college students out here.
I am too.
Back in the day, you know, what 7 a.m. look like.
Right.
Well, congratulations on the great success they've had over there with, and I know you guys have been mentoring them and helping them out. I mean, it's a nice local coffee place right here in downtown Decatur. They do both Marquee, they do the D-Town Roast. I mean, so they've got all the local stuff involved ready to go.
They do. I mean, they really take it seriously, and they manage it very well. And so to say we're mentoring them, yes, maybe a little bit, but they're really doing a lot on their own.
Yeah, but this thing started at Millikan with a business plan and an idea, which is I love the fact that and I don't know what's happening on campuses across the country, but I know they're at Millikan, this service sort of based learning where you're actually out there in the world, you know, instead of just sitting in a class and pontificating about it. I mean, they're actually out here learning about it.
Yes. Why wasn't that? Why didn't we have that? Why did we have to do everything textbook? And they get to do these fun, great things.
Well, it prepares them for their careers and their futures.
I know. It's great.
It is. Well, and a lot of that sort of started with St. Teresa. You know, when you think about it, I mean, you know, even the giving back portion of this, now it's sort of every school does it. Now every institution does it. But back in the day, you know, I'm segueing Nick in here, you know, St. Teresa was involved, you know, in that sort of giving back to the community and putting in service hours. That was just part of the deal.
It was part of the deal. But boy, I think they are really pleased, as well as everybody else, that it's taken off. And now it's part of everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone does it. And so to say we were
I say we because I was back at St. Teresa too. But to say we were there in the beginning, it's very gratifying.
Well, it started not only at St. Teresa. We should start out with those great schools, you know, and in the food drive over the years of doing this. I mean, they have been the leaders.
Yes.
I mean, bar none. You know, it's diversified a little over the years. And last year we had a lot of people finish in the money, including, you know, Mount Zion and Eisenhower. And I mean, you know, it was everybody. I think we had 63 schools or something like that participate. But those grade schools, those Catholic grade schools, really set the standard early on in our 17 years of doing this, of really being the leading example.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so I say St. T, but
I say St. T.
Our Lady of Lourdes
right.
and
Holy Family,
Holy Family
yes.
And the whole crew, St. Pat's,
yes.
they've been amazing. But we will do our school contest again this year, so there's prize money involved. All of that prize money is put up by our sponsors. So every penny we raise today, the day of the food drive, all goes to food, every single penny. And our sponsors put up that prize money for the schools as an incentive and a little bit of a reward. And what's great about that is many, many times those schools have won, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, and they've turned around and done something else charitable with it, which is pretty amazing.
It is amazing. What a great example that we're teaching our kids young so that when they're enrolled older as adults, that they can continue on and do great things for the community as well.
Yeah, and by the way, we're not teaching them as much as they're teaching us. We've stolen all of our best ideas from kids out of those schools. St. Teresa, St. Pat's, Mount Zion, Eisenhower, Warrensburg, Our Lady of Lourdes all finished in the money last year. So this year, again, October 5th from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the Kroger on U.S. 36. Now, we brought you on earlier. You were going to be on a little later, but I you told me this announcement. I know Hickory Point Bank put a check in here early this morning for $2,000.
Yes.
You're going to match the first $2,000 given today. But you have exciting news because you talked to a benefactor and someone closely related to Hickory Point Bank that decided they're going to match that match.
That's right. So Doug Schmaltz is our chairman of Hickory Point Bank, and he notified me and said that he and Peg, his wife, are donating an additional $2,000. So our match is now up to $4,000. Hickory Point Bank will match up to $4,000. Of donations that come in today. And woo, there's another check.
Absolutely amazing. So think about that. I mean, if that's all we do is just match, that's $8,000. Yeah. And you think about all of the food that we'll buy. And we really are concentrating this year. We want everybody to participate. We're not telling you have to do it a certain way, but we're trying to educate the public that there's two really great ways to do this. You can do any way you want, but we're really focusing on hard goods, stuff that doesn't expire, not soft goods, and this is a storage problem. We collect so much, these pantries are pretty small, that we're getting into an issue where you can't store soft goods because you get problems. And so the hard goods, it takes a lot longer to expire.
Yes.
They're a lot more durable. But the best way you can do is exactly what has been happening today, is dropping off a check. And the reason for that is when we hand this cash over to the charities, they can buy from the Illinois Central Food Bank 19 cents a pound. Now think about your buying power.
$8,000 is over 40,000 pounds of food.
That's exactly right, at 19 cents a pound. And then they can buy what they need when they need, you know, as they run out. So the best way to do it, I know everybody likes to collect food, and if that's your thing, knock yourself out.
Right.
But if you collect cash, it still gets counted towards your school goals and everything else, but the buying power goes so much further. So that check from Doug, that check from you guys, the matches that we do today at 19 cents a pound, that buys an awful lot of food. In fact, that buys more than we collected year one in our food drive.
And it also helps your storage problem because they can buy it as they need it. So they don't have to buy it all up front and store it for months. They can buy it
they can
as
buy it
they need
over
it.
The year.
Correct.
And buy what they need.
Yeah.
If they get 1,000 cans of kidney beans, you know, it's not as good as having, a diversification.
Yeah, so give however you want to give. We're just trying to educate the public. Those are the two best ways you can give. And don't be disappointed. I mean, I know collecting food is fun, and people do a lot of great things with that, and we're not trying to discourage you from doing that. Just try to collect as much in the way of canned goods as you can. And then secondly, don't be afraid, you know, a check goes even further.
Yes,
and it does count towards your goal of pounds.
Can I say I'm really impressed that you were able to do that math that quickly in your head?
It wasn't that exact.
Because I could not.
It wasn't that
I could
exact.
Not. I'd have to get my pencil and my calculator.
I'm terrible. And that's why you're in the marketing side of the bank.
Right, exactly.
If we wanted the banker, we'll bring the bankers back on.
You know it.
But, yes,
to your point, not to interrupt you, but about St. Teresa collects a bunch of cans. Hey, we need 1,200 cans for a sculpture or whatever. it would be so much easier to just say, hey, we need $1,200.
Yeah.
Because people could walk by and give a dollar here, a dollar there, $5, $50, whatever. And we could do that so much easier. And it would probably be preferred. And so I think that a lot of people would be happy to hear you say, oh, I don't have to bring cans. I can just give you a $5 bill and walk on.
Listen, everybody's habits are changing. Yep. You know, it used to be, you know, collecting cans, or people would set cans outside. You know, people don't do that as much anymore. We're making it as easy for you to give as possible. You can also go to nowdecatur.com, click on the WSOY Community Food Drive page, and there is a link to give online that's active right now. It goes through the United Way portal. It's designated to the food drive. It is simple and easy for you to, like, literally just go online and give. And that may be the easiest way of all. You don't even have to ask anybody. You can just go do it. And then we also have the phone lines active that day at First Christian Church. So if you want to call, you'll be able to do that for all 12 hours. We have all kinds of incentives. We have prizes and stuff we give away for that during the day. And then if you want to collect and bring it out, bring it out. Everybody is welcome, that's for sure. Hey, there's a check for $100 from Peerless Cleaners. I thought I saw one of the Peerless shirts.
Yeah, Todd is here.
Todd Gard, yes. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Don't you kind of feel like this town is like, you know everybody?
Yes. Which has good points and bad points. Like, if you have to run out in the middle of the night and you got, like, I'm not dressed. I got to get dressed because I know I'm going to run into 20 people. So that's the downside of
it. That's the downside of it. You're right.
But for things like this today, we know that we can count on certain people to always give and be generous.
Show up. And thanks to Hickory Point Bank and to Doug and Peggy Schmalz, there's a $4,000 match on the table today. So first $4,000 we collect, and we'd like to collect more than that, will be matched so that we know we get at least 8,000, which is over 40,000 pounds more than we collected year one in the food drive, which is pretty amazing. Now, Nick, you're, of course, one of our employees. You can hear Nick with Eric Lee every day on WSOY, and it's 103.3 FM, 1340 AM, and streaming live on nowdecatur.com. But you're also a teacher at St. Teresa.
That's right.
And you teach art.
Graphic design, interactive media design, and a new class I design called social media design, where kids are exploring all the different aspects of social media and also how to create design for that.
Yeah.
More so.
Can you teach them to not be a gigantic pain in the butt?
That's what
because
I'm
this is my thing with social
I'm
media.
I'm working on
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
I'm working on all different aspects, how it can be
those people
in
are wearing me out.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're learning about different usages, different reasons, like little things. An example that a student maybe not have thought of was, like, you probably saw that some of our troops are using their social media to show their workouts.
Yeah.
And if you look on certain maps, you can see outlines of bases that people don't know exist because they're sharing what they're running.
Yeah, that's a problem with Fitbits and MyFitnessPal and all kinds of stuff. Yes.
You know, and just different little things like that where they're like, I didn't even think of that. And it's like, well, that's what we're doing here. We're gonna learn about that, and we're going to try to just sort of give you all the different looks rather than here's memes and hey, what are my friends up to?
Yeah, well, you know, the kids have kind of traded away that privacy. We all have to a certain extent for convenience. And you
correct.
Need to just at least have an awareness of what that means to you, and then you can go ahead and decide one way or the other. But as you said, the military is now, they have banned MyFitnessPal and these apps because literally people were figuring out where these dark black ops sites were because of someone's Fitbit. I mean,
that's
crazy, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are doing an art project again this year.
Yeah, so this year we had huge ambitions for this year, and we ended up having our timetable pushed up on us. So we ended up settling for pretty big ambitions. We got over 1,000 cans coming down here in addition to what Carla's already collected. We're going to put together, some basic geometric art with some canned goods here just to kind of give a symbolism of what your donations can kind of look like. Hopefully with more time and careful planning, we can get it to where more organizations want to participate in this way. But St. Teresa, is like you mentioned earlier, is known for giving. They've baked into their curriculum Linda Hand Day. They've committed to be at the food drive, 20 kids an hour from the entire time. They're going to be there in full force doing whatever they can. And this is just another example of kids coming, wanting to be creative, but more so it's the kids who brought in the money and brought in the cans and the faculty and the staff. So this is just a continuation of what we're already doing. And so this idea and partnering with Carla, who I worked with at St. Teresa for a while, it's just an obvious extension of what we're already doing. We're already collecting. You're already having an event. We want to do something creative. Let's just kind of do it. Let's do it together.
Okay, great. I meant just send me the pictures, if you don't mind. Yeah.
Oh, I sent them to Lindsay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, she's posting them. All right, so it is that servitude has been baked into St. Teresa for years. And if you want to just walk down that hallway and look at all those graduating classes, you know, they got the galley there, and you go back and you see the Skeffingtons and the McElroys and all of the community leaders throughout the years. I mean, it's not a coincidence, right? I mean, we know some things about education. MacArthur put out some hell of musicians, you know, for a long time, and it wasn't something in the water in the West End. You know, it was a culture they created. You know, Eisenhower Elite Energy or the Mount Zion Swing Stations. You know, you've got these programs. And St. Teresa, that servitude thing was sort of their day one.
I know, and it's one of the reasons why I wanted my kids to go there, because I wanted them to understand how much that is a part of the community and how the community needs that, and you should respond to what the community needs.
Well, it is making a big difference. You're making a big difference with Hickory Point Bank. Tony's really assembled a great crew and a great team, and I feel like, you know, sometimes we'll meet people, we'll go to a remote somewhere, and okay, oh, hi, I'm, you know, and you'll meet them for the first time when they're coming on the air. You know, we started out with Jim and Bruce and Matt and Dave Brandon and, you know, with you and Chris. You know, these aren't people you're meeting for the first time. These are people that are ingrained and are part of this community throughout. I mean, I've served with all of them on various boards and different causes and things.
Yes.
I mean, it, you guys walk the walk.
We do. And one of the reasons why I wanted to work there, because they do walk the walk. I wanted to be in a place that just doesn't just hand someone a check, that actually wants something behind that check. And so you're right. If there's community leaders breakfast, we're there. The food drive, we're there. You name it, we want to be there. We are this. If our community does well, we will do well. And it's not just showing up to events either. We're on the boards. We're you know, hauling the cans. We're here at 6 in the morning putting up the
dragging
ping pong
out a ping pong table. Yeah, right. I know the guys from Ag Services, you know, they're in charge of getting the ping pong table.
You got to love them. They do all the grunt work for me.
Well, there's some pretty fierce competition going on over here right
I know,
now.
Thank God it's them and not me.
Look at that.
I know.
I mean, there's some, like, smack talk and some.
I know.
Yeah,
they even have names. You know, my name is Killer Miller.
Killer Miller.
Yeah,
I love it. Now, are you any good?
I'm okay.
Okay.
My boys, I played against my boys, and they're really good, so I'm okay.
You know, it's been years since I've played ping pong. It's one of those things that Lindsay and I do on a cruise ship every once in a while. You know, like when you hit that day at sea, and you're like, okay, I don't know what else to do. and you talk about competitive. Lindsay's like cutthroat. Like,
have you ever seen that Friends episode where they play ping pong? And
no.
Monica's, because it's so humid, her hair gets, like, you know, to, like, great lengths. She looks like she has an afro because she's so sweaty from playing ping pong. It's funny.
Yeah, well, no, there is that. I mean, there's the ping pong's interesting because, you know, for years, the stories out of the Dallas Cowboys locker room, this go back a ways, but Roger Staubach was the quarterback for the Cowboys for all those great Super Bowl years back
in
the
70s. My mom had a crush on him.
He went on to be a very successful businessman. You know, he was in the Navy.
Yeah.
But he was so competitive that he, like, broke the ping pong table in the Cowboys locker room because he lost. It brings out something in people. I don't know what it is.
That's funny.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, real quick, I wanted to say thank you to Hickory Point Bank. I see them at all the community events that I go to cover or am at, and the Blue Brew is starting to do that as well. We've got the D4 Nitro over there, which is pretty exciting. I'm going to have to crack that open.
You got the Nitro over there?
We got D4 Nitro there.
Love the Nitro.
We got some prepaid. But thank you to WSOY, now Decatur, Hickory Point Bank for inviting or allowing St. Teresa to be part of it and me personally to be a part of it. It means a lot to me. October, what day is it? The 5th is probably my favorite day of the year as a person who lives here and has always lived here, because it really shows that we're not only on the map locally, we're on the map. Kroger, I was told by an executive that worked for Kroger that they were in Indianapolis at the, like, regional area, and when they walked in, they saw, like, a video playing in the lobby or something. He's like, hey, I went to school right over there, you know, and, like, they're proud of Decatur on a corporate level, and you know, with Howard Buffett and everybody else that comes to our aid and helps us out. This is a great place to be, and October 5th is going to be a wonderful example.
Well, I'll tell you, last year, Kevin and I went over to the Kroger corporate. They had a dinner where they honored their partners, and we really, to be quite honest, didn't know. We thought, okay, this is nice. We'll go over. And, I mean, we didn't realize
how big a deal. Just a little cute award.
And so we went over, and it was a nice dinner, and we were there with because Kevin Katansky was retiring, and he'd always been our guy in Indianapolis, the folks who have stepped up there have just jumped on board as well. But we ended up getting their Partner of the Year award, and then we even realized even more so when we were told that the prior year to us winning the award, the Indiana Pacers won the award. The year before that, the Indiana State Lottery won the award. And that night, they were giving awards away to, like, Dr. Pepper and to, you know, like, Nestle, you know, and it was the WSOY Community Food Drive. And I swear to you, these awards, you know, we don't do it for this, and I don't even like talking about it because it sounds like you're bragging, but what I find with these awards, it's got nothing to do with WSOY. It's got nothing to do, it's the community that makes this happen. So to us, these awards are for the community and for each and every single person that donates or gives. Yes.
That particular award puts into perspective the impact, truly, the recognition of impact from others looking in. We've all patted ourselves on the back. Look at how great we've done. This is an outside organization that looks at the biggest of the big and goes, whoa, look what these guys are doing. And it's, speaking of awards, St. Teresa, I believe, is looking to defend their title this year.
Okay. They're throwing down the challenge.
I don't know that they are, but, hey, they don't like to lose. They got the
$2,500 last year. Second place went to St. Pat's. Third place to Mount Zion. Fourth place to Eisenhower. And then we had a tie. Fifth place was too close to call.
Yeah.
And when you got stuff coming in after, I mean, you know, it was literally Warrensburg and Our Lady of Lourdes were just right there at the finish line, neck and neck. So we give $2,500 to the first place, $1,500 for second, $1,000 for third, $750 for fourth, and $500 for fifth. And I got to tell you, this is how great this community is. Warrensburg and Our Lady of Lourdes, because we collect that sponsorship money up front, Chris Olson wrote an extra $500 check just to give that extra fifth place prize to. So even that didn't come out of the profits of the day.
Nice.
Every penny we raise that day goes to food.
That's awesome.
Every single penny. So you're 8,000 hopefully today,
yeah.
Is more than 40,000 pounds of food. You think about that and what that means to families here, not only in the greater Decatur area, but as far away as Blue Mound and all the 16 different pantries that we were able to support last year because of great partners like Hickory Point Bank and St. Teresa. So congratulations, Bulldogs. They've got the crown. We'll see who wins it this year, and we look forward to seeing the art project a little later today. We'll take a break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we have sunny skies, highs near 82 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 57. For your Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 80. And Friday, sunny, highs near 85 degrees. It is 56 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
This football season, support your favorite team your own way with custom-printed spirit wear from Play It Again Sports. Come in and design your spirit wear today. And Play It Again Sports has everything you need to outfit your entire football team. Cleats, balls, pants, gloves, and even practice jerseys. As always, Play It Again Sports buys and sells pre-owned gear. Everybody plays at Play It Again Sports in the Brentwood Village Shopping Center in Decatur. Proud to be Decatur's only locally owned sporting goods store celebrating 25 years. Play It Again Sports.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Choose Donnelly Automotive at 1298 East El Dorado. Give them a call at 428-7414. Donnelly Automotive. Great people, great products, great prices.
I'm Jim Root. I'm running for Macon County Sheriff. As the sheriff, I'll be responsible with your tax dollars and be accountable to you. I will run a transparent office and maintain a department with the same values and ethics that I possess. I will ruthlessly go after criminals and drug dealers. I will provide a high level of service to the community. Please talk to the people you know at our department. I am supported by many command officers, deputies, and correctional officers. Find out more by going to jimrootforsheriff.com and please vote Jim Root, November 6th. Paid for by Jim Root for Sheriff Committee.
The St. Teresa Bulldogs put together another dominant performance last Friday. Now comes the Bulldogs' biggest challenge of the year, a road trip to Tuscola for a match with the Warriors. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Join me and Seth Greenwell from Tuscola this Friday night for the huge CIC matchup. Dominique Smith gets the night started with the Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Colby's Corner Drugs pregame show at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Right here on 1340 AM and 103.3 FM WSOY and online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here live at Hickory Point Bank. They're going to match the first $4,000 in donations. We'll include online giving today. So if you want to go to the portal at nowdecatur.com, you can click and just use your credit card. That's through the United Way, so you know, the nonprofit 501c3 we use for particularly for matching gifts. And if you have a company that matches, that's an important way to do that. Nick Smith, tell me, you're all over the technology, Apple, the iPhone. The new iPhone expected to be announced today. We're looking at maybe a 6.5-inch OLED screen, and what do you think the price is going to be on this thing?
Probably at least $1,200, maybe $1,500.
People that get worked up about $1,000 for the 10, mm-hmm. Think about anything else in your life you use more than your phone. I mean, what is $1,000 when it comes to, you'll spend $70,000 on a car. You're not in your car half as much as you are on your phone.
Yeah, the people that are complaining about it are the ones that are not spending $70,000 on their cars. It's the people that pay, you know, their rent, you know, a few hundred bucks here that are paying, you know, smaller things. And they look at it as one big sizable portion. But when AT&T, Sprint, and the like, they go and say, hey, for only $20 a month or $30, I can afford that, even if it adds up to $2,500.
They spread it out over
That's right.
But, I mean, but it's not unlike, I mean, I'm paying $270 a month for cable I don't even use. I mean, you know, a $1,000 phone in the greater scheme of things doesn't seem like all that much expense.
When looking at the total picture, it's really not that much of an expense.
So what does a 6.5-inch OLED screen look like?
I'm excited. It's going to look like a little 4K TV.
And in brown.
In brown. There's a lot coming out. Possibly with the watches, they're going to take about the same size Apple Watch, but they're going to spread the screen out to the edge a little more. The bezels are going to be smaller. It's going to have a ceramic back is what they're talking about. They're talking about this is a weird one. The iPad Pros are rumored to be ditching the Lightning cable, Apple's proprietary cable, in favor of a USB-C cord. So now it's the first time that Apple device is going, here, we can use the cord the rest of the world uses. And then they're looking at smaller and smaller MacBooks and all sorts of different stuff like that.
So. Okay, so Lindsay, I'm just saying my birthday's October 7th. you know, it's just coming up here. I want the phone and I want the watch. You know, I'm an old school watch guy.
I hope you want a rich girlfriend.
resisted the move to a digital watch. I mean, I have a Fitbit. I use the technology. But, I mean, I like watches.
Yeah.
And so I've really resisted.
Get you a fancy face so it looks like your other watch.
Some of them you can't even tell,
That's right. It's got the echocardiogram in this particular version and sleep monitor. And you can go get fancy bands and you can put cases on it. And
I want a watch that you could, like, break stuff with. You know what I mean? I like a little bit of heft to
it. A little bit of heft to it. Yeah. And I think you're going to get the opportunity is the iPhone. They're calling it the 10R and the 10X or the 10 Max. We're going to find out here in a few hours. And guess what? There will be a mad dash to get your pre-orders and everything up right here.
Great stuff, Nick. We appreciate it. We're going to take a break for news. We'll be back live from Central Park with Hickory Point Bank for the kickoff for our food drive. Stay tuned.
Good morning. Jeff Daly, live from Central Park in downtown Decatur. Applications for the 9th Annual Youth Firearm Deer Hunt at Lake Shelbyville need to be received by 4 o'clock Friday. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will be holding the hunt October 6th and 7th for youth under 18 accompanied by an adult. Applications can be picked up at the Lake Shelbyville Project Office or online. You can find a link to that with the story at NowDecatur.com. A total of 10 participants will be drawn from the pool of applicants at 8 a.m. Monday at the Lake Shelbyville Project Office. All applicants will be notified of the selection by phone shortly after the draw. If you're chosen for the hunt in select locations in either Shelby or Moultrie County, you'll enjoy a deer camp atmosphere as well at the Okaw Bluff Group Camp. Orientation gets underway the evening of October 5th with 2 days of hunting to follow. All meals will be provided. For more information, contact Park Ranger Corey Donald at 774-3951. In sports, rookie Tyler O'Neill hit a three-run home run during a six-run eighth that pushed the Cardinals past the Pirates 11-5. Cubs lead in the NL Central. Meanwhile, back to two games over Milwaukee. That came after Jose Quintana pitched three-hit ball in the seventh inning of Chicago's 3-0 shutout of the Brewers. Victor Caratini drove in two runs with a single and a double to help the Cubs win for the third time in eight games since Labor Day. Julie Chachin pitched five innings of one-hit ball but made a critical throwing error in a two-run second that sent the Brewers to their second loss in nine games. Meanwhile, in the American League, Brad Keller pitched seven strong innings to win for the fourth time in six starts, leading the Royals to a 6-3 win over the Chicago White Sox. Cardinal baseball for you again later this morning as the Redbirds take on the Pirates in Game 3 of that series. We'll have that for you with the pregame starting at 11:20. First pitch coming your way at 12:10 this afternoon on WSOY. Your next news is coming your way at 8 o'clock. I'm Jeff Daly, live from Central Park for the WSOY Hickory Point Bank Community Food Drive fundraiser for WSOY and Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Play It Again Sports knows play. We sell and buy new and quality used sports and fitness equipment for less, and we pay on the spot so everybody can play.
Visit your locally owned Play It Again Sports, located in Brentwood Village, in Decatur, or online at playitagainsports.com.
Play It Again Sports, the official sponsor of all those who play.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies and highs near 82 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 57. For your Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 80. And Friday, sunshine, highs near 85 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 58 degrees.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome back. We're live in Central Park, part of our Hickory Point Bank kickoff for the WSOY Community Food Drive coming up on October 5th. Tim Kaine is sitting in for Mark Tupper today. He joins us with Tupper on Sports. All right, Tim, everything is shaping up to be a really exciting last few weeks of Major League Baseball as far as the National League Central is concerned. You got the Cubs, two games over the Brewers, Cardinals 3.5 behind. What do you make of all of this?
Well, isn't it fantastic to be a sports fan in Central Illinois at this time? You got football starting, and even if you're disappointed in the Bears losing or if your favorite team has taken it on the chin a time or two, it's early enough so you can still recover and still be excited about it. And then during the week, we can pay more attention to this fantastic baseball race that's going on. Had anybody told me, Brian, at the beginning of the season that there were going to be three teams from the NL Central in the playoffs, I'd have been laughing, because it seems to me that the only place where that was possible was in the West, where you had the Dodgers and the teams that are trying to keep up with them. Well, no, it's the Central. The NL Central is the best in the National League right now, and maybe the best in baseball, because the AL East is not as deep as you like it to be behind Boston and New York. The Cubs win 3-0 last night. They extend their lead over the Brewers to two games. Jose Quintana gives up three hits over seven innings, and that kind of puts the brakes on a bit of a streak that Milwaukee had going. They had won 7 of 8 coming into last night's game. And the Cardinals beat Pittsburgh 11-5. Miles Michaelis gets a win after getting an extra day off, an extra day of rest. And the Cardinals are 21-8 in his starts. Tyler O'Neill hit a home run. Tyler O'Neill is kind of the rookie who's having a bit of a lost season with the Cardinals. That home run was his first hit in September. So that's something to remember. You have the Cubs playing the Brewers again this afternoon, and the Cardinals are on ESPN tonight. So I'm sorry if I flipped that around. The Pirates and the Cardinals are playing at 12:15 today right here in WSOY. That's the Pirates and the Cardinals, and the Brewers and the Cubs play at 7 tonight on ESPN.
All right, we'll have more baseball on the other side of the break with Tim Kaine sitting in for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports.
Hi, this is JR from Speed Lube, and we know if you've got a diesel truck, you love it and want to take good care of it. And there is no better way than with Shell Rotella Motor Oil from Speed Lube. Whether you need T5 synthetic blend or T6 full synthetic oils for your truck, Speed Lube has you covered. And we will have you back on your way faster than anyone with no appointment necessary. And should your truck need more, we at Speed Lube can handle that too. But keep your diesel truck powering along at its best with Shell Rotella Motor Oil, and your next oil change is Speed Lube, with 6 Decatur area locations to serve you.
Back here with Tim Kaine sitting in for Mark Tupper. All right, more baseball.
Yep, the Boston Red Sox last night won and clinched a playoff berth. They're the first team to clinch a playoff berth. The Red Sox next win is going to be win number 100. Right now, the American League playoffs are basically set. It's going to be the Yankees playing either the Astros or the A's in the play-in game. Either the Astros or A's are going to win the West. Cleveland has a 15.5 game lead in the AL Central and still hasn't actually clinched a spot yet. They're 17 games worse than the Red Sox. The Cleveland Indians would be third in the NL East. In the National League, like we talked about earlier, you have basically three teams playing for two spaces. The Brewers, Cardinals, Cubs, Rockies, Dodgers, Diamondbacks are all in the conversation. You're fairly certain that the Braves are going to be in the playoffs. And I like the Cubs' chances to win the division. They're a 99.8% likely winner, according to ESPN's according to ESPN's predictor. And the Dodgers and Rockies, one of those teams is going to win their division. One of them is going to be in competition with the Brewers and Cardinals for the playoffs. You only got 3 weeks left. It's going to be a lot of fun paying attention.
No doubt about it, Tim. We appreciate you filling in for Mark Topper today, Tim Kane. All right, Lindsay, we've got a couple things I want to run down the list here. Mm-hmm. We're here with Hickory Point Bank in Central Park. We're going to be here until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Sister stations will be on after us. The folks from Blue Brew down here, I just bought $20 worth of coffee, so I think that will get me through the show. They've got their basic Blue Brew. They also have the Nitro down here.
Oh, I love proceeds. That stuff.
I know, isn't it great? Will be donated back to the food drive. Beach House will be here for lunch from 11 to 2. They got their pretzel chicken and their amazing mac and cheese for only $10. All of the proceeds going to the food drive. And then the Hickory Point, the bank itself, and then from their chairman, Doug Schmalz, they're going to match the first $4,000 in donations today, right?
That
so
is
that's
fantastic.
Just incredible. So if you want to give $100, it turns into $200, right? And we encourage you to give today and then turn around and give again on October 5th. This is just a way to get the awareness out there, to get everybody thinking about the next 3 weeks as we head into the food drive and to help us get to our 1.5 million pound goal. We're going to need each and every one of you. Plus, St. T's down here with Nick Smith, they're going to start their art project. They're wheeling in the cans right now. They're going to create this can good art, which is pretty cool to watch get put up. And we're going to be here until 2 o'clock. So come on down. They got the ping pong marathon if you want to jump in there.
That sounds very lively.
The guys are over like sweating. I literally are over here like, I'm afraid somebody's going to like run into one of these poles. They're very competitive. But if you want to come down and do that, you can certainly stop by. We get back. Carla Miller's going to join us again on the other side of the break, straight ahead here today. Mary Garrison's going to be with us. One of the things that we support is the Big Blue Backpacks program that they do at Millikan University. It's one of the organizations that we support through the WSOY Community Food Drive. Plus, Tanya Andrix will be with us. This Crossing Healthcare prescription garden they have, which is really an incredible program. We help fund that. I mean, getting healthy, good food to people who have diabetes and people who are overweight and have the health issues. They have expanded that program beyond belief and are supporting so many folks. We'll find out about that. Chris Funk will join us. Peggy Myers will be with us. All of the crew here from Hickory Point Bank. So come on down. Stop by sometime between now and 2 o'clock. Lunchtime, 11 to 2 with the Beach House. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
You wouldn't just let anyone into your home, so why would you blindly buzz someone into your place of business? Liaison can install entry systems and video doorbells to help you safely control who enters your facility. In addition, Liaison can install surveillance cameras to give you video documentation of who is coming and going at your home or place of business. Learn more about these technologies at Liaison, 288 Park Street in downtown Decatur, across from the post office, and at liaisonhomes.com.
Don't eat alone. Join us for United Way's Dine United every Wednesday in September and October. Visit local restaurants for lunch, and a portion of your bill goes to United Way. In Mount Zion, stop by Black Iron Coffee, Crawford's Pizza, and Salsa American Burrito Company. In Decatur, visit the Beach House, BC Wings, Coffee Connection Main Street, and Inside DMH, the Decatur Club, El Corral Mexican Restaurant, Lincoln Lounge, Richland College's Cafe, Sloan's Calzones, Salsa, Taproot, and University Dogs. And on Tuesdays, eat at Richland's Bistro, 537. Thank you for dining United.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale's Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale South Lake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for high school sports. If you need to get outfitted with the best gear, come to Play It Again Sports in Decatur. Located in Brentwood Village, Play It Again Sports has served the Decatur area for over 25 years. Whether you're playing football, volleyball, golf, or soccer, Play It Again Sports has what you need to have your best season. Looking to sell some used sports equipment? Play It Again Sports will buy it. Visit PlayItAgainSportsDecaturIL.com to learn more. Play It Again Sports. Everybody plays.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
We're back here on a Wednesday, and what a beautiful day it is. It's going to be a gorgeous one to come down and have lunch in Central Park or stop by, get a cup of coffee or some nitro. Carla Miller joins us from Hickory Point Bank. We're here until 2 o'clock. Our sister station is starting up after 9, 95Q and Y103 will be out here as well. Have you had a chance to meet Miggy yet?
No.
Miggy's our program director for Y103. He moved here from California. Is that right, Lindsay?
That is correct. He was in California. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Miggy's,
why have I not met him?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You'll meet him today. He's a bundle of energy.
All
he's
right,
a lot
good.
Of fun. And St. Teresa students are arriving to start their canned art project. It's going to be cool. I'm
it
looking
is.
Forward
we
to
got
it.
Blue
and what a beautiful day.
Here.
Look
yes,
at the weather.
I know. I'm so lucky.
It's just gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. All right. So a couple of things programming-wise. Lindsay, let's map out the schedule here.
Oh, boy.
Well, I know.
How much time do you have?
Well, we have as much time as we need. Here's the question. We have two Charlie 10 events this week,
mm-hmm.
Although there's several events that are going on. We'll be right back here in Central Park for Arts in Central Park this weekend,
which
Friday,
they're gonna have
Saturday,
beautiful
and
weather
Sunday.
Again. Yeah.
It's going to be, I mean, I hope they make a fortune because there's going to be 80 artisans from all over the United States here. They got the VIP preview thing Friday night. They got Saturday and Sunday. You've got literally this taste of history, which is going on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a blast because it's really, it's a great idea. What are these things called when you have, like where you go from one place to another place to have food and drinks?
A progressive dinner.
A progressive dinner. Yes.
Yeah, I like those.
But what this is they're going to have cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, but they're going to have literally at the Milliken Homestead, the Staley Museum, the Oglesby Mansion, and the Hieronymus Mueller Museum, and the trolley's going to move people back and forth, and so you get a different drink and a cocktail, or an hors d'oeuvre at each of those places, and you get to see, you know, a lot of people have not been inside these places, like the Milliken Homestead.
Yeah. You know, you're right. A lot of people haven't. I tried to go to all of them because I love old buildings,
yes.
And I'd love to see it all.
Tickets are only $25 per person, and you can buy them at 423-6161, 423-6161. And that is Saturday night, 5:30 to 8:30. You can contact the Mueller Museum directly for those, and we'll have folks on tomorrow morning to talk about that. And then don't forget this Saturday, the Bob Brady Drive for Your Students with Buick. They're going to be out at Mount Zion High School. They're taking cars out to the high school, so you don't have to go to the dealership. You just go to the high school. Buick will give up to $10,000 to Mount Zion High School. If they get 500 test drives, I mean, it takes like 5 minutes. I mean, literally. And Buick, that's money coming from, you know, Buick nationally. We'll go right to Mount Zion High School. They're going to be out there from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. That's at 305 South Henderson in Henderson Street in Mount Zion. So if they get their 500 test drives, they get $10,000 from Mount Zion High School. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Yeah. And then where do we go next as I look
yeah,
ahead
jam-packed.
To all of the we're going.
We are heading
to
Western University.
Next Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday, yes.
Tuesday. They're having their big manufacturing day at Western Illinois University. ADM will be there. All the major folks. We're taking students from the Duane Andreas Ag Academy to the campus that day. I've been asked to be the keynote speaker at the dinner that night, and we're doing that as just a day trip. We'll be back in on Wednesday morning. And then where do we go from there? Because
then,
I'm totally confused.
Then we're headed to St. Mary's Hospital.
Okay, for a remote?
For ovarian and prostate cancer awareness enrollment.
Okay, what day is that?
That's going to be on Thursday, the 20th.
Thursday the 20th,
yes.
Right. Okay, and then we have on the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd, we have literally, how many events are going on that day? Because
well,
we have the...
There's a lot of football happening.
No, I'm talking about our Charlie 10.
That is going to be
actually... I don't have the list here.
D-Town Throwdown.
Is it also not the Apple and Pork Festival?
Apple and Pork Festival as well? No, that's the 25th.
Yes.
Or the weekend of the 28th.
Well, you guys really got this stuff.
I do. I have it on my calendar. The D-Town Throwdown is actually that weekend. So we're going to
That's out at CrossFit that they do with Decatur Memorial Hospital. They pull like Hummers and stuff, like bodies, like
rail cars. Rail cars. You name it.
It's a lot. And by the way, the reason I like it is it's not just a bunch of, like, muscle guys. I mean, it's women and people of all ages. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of fun to watch. These are like these CrossFit games. You ever watch any of that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's crazy. I remember when Smithmeyer was first going out there, like, they had it out in a field in Nevada. Now it's like this multi-billion-dollar
industry.
It is. It really is.
It really has taken off. It's amazing. It's amazing how many CrossFit gyms have popped up.
Boxes.
As well.
They're called boxes.
Oh, they're called
boxes. They're called boxes.
They're not gyms. They're boxes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So where do I find the Charlie 10 on Nauticator.com? Because I'm completely lost.
The Charlie 10 is, we are waiting on a resized logo. We have a logo. It's just it was not conducive to our website. We tried that
yesterday.
So they are giving us a new one.
Okay, so then the only thing that weekend is the
D-Town Throwdown. Then you are headed to the radio show.
Then I have to fly to Orlando for like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'm getting in like, am I leaving Tuesday night?
Okay.
They had a private party at Epcot that I'm going to miss.
Oh, bummer.
I know. ABC's, you know, they own Disney. Or
right.
Disney owns ABC, which I guess
Disney owns ABC.
ABC.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were taking everybody over for a private dinner at Epcot and a Disney thing. I'm going to miss that. But then I got to be there Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, get back, fly back Friday morning at like 6 a.m.
And then
right?
we have the Robin Vogel Memorial Dinner that evening.
Dinner that night that's going to be for the Benton County Sheriff's Office and for the Decatur Police Department for Robin Vogel died in line of duty, and they do this scholarship fund that they do for, it's like a $5,000 scholarship, and then we're going to get up and run
Saturday morning
in the Robin Vogel 3K and 10K race and walk.
Then
and
we're then headed to Applepork.
Then we're going to Clinton for
then
the Apple
we're going
and Pork Festival, okay? And then when does that, so that takes us into October, correct?
And then,
correct.
Yes, and then we're on location for the food drive, and it's
Hang
food
on
drive
a second.
Week.
We're food drive week. We got a big thing with Richland Community College and Ag. There's colleges coming from all over the United States. They're going to be there on that night. I'm doing a thing with Howard that night at Richland. And then we're going to be at the Community Leaders Breakfast, which is sponsored by Hickory Point Bank, our broadcast, on the 4th of October.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the food drive.
Then it's the food drive.
Yes. That's just our weeks ahead. Sounds fun, doesn't it?
Normal.
We need a map.
Huh? How much of that are you going to be at?
Flow chart. Not all of it, obviously, but, I mean, I'll be at a variety of different
He's events. Older. He needs more time off.
He's younger. Are you younger or
I'm older?
Older
than you.
He's like a half a year older than me.
Yeah.
Come on. He looks older. We tried to get him into the fit.
The fit.
Yeah,
and he didn't.
And he stayed
he said no.
He did the first 12 weeks and then quit.
And it started the second round and then suffered physical ailments and...
a year ago.
We all
have
suffered.
I'm suffering physical ailments right now.
The youngest and I actually started visiting the Y two times a week.
Oh,
after
good.
He gets out of school.
And what
good
do you do?
We go and do 15 minutes of cardio on a treadmill. And then,
I have questions as we go along.
Okay.
I'm sure Carla does too.
Please
jump in any time. When you say 15 minutes of cardio on a treadmill, what does that mean? Because there are people that read paperbacks while they're on the treadmill.
No. We're not running.
Intervals.
But we're walking very. We're walking at a very brisk pace.
I think that's wonderful.
Brisk pace meaning what?
Usually anywhere. I mean, we both fluctuate up and down anywhere from 2.5 to 3.5.
Okay, let me ask this.
I run at 8.5.
Yes, okay.
Okay,
we all
you're
in better condition. Jeff, is your heart rate up and are you sweating?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, on both counts. And we both do. And
that's
good. And then we work and we go do the last 45 minutes just working various machines.
Well, good for you. I'm very happy to do it.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Adam wanted to do it and I said, all right, let's go.
Well, good for you. But you got to go more than 3.5 on the treadmill.
I know
you
that.
Can do it.
He's working
his way up.
I'm hitting right around 160 on the heart rate, so I'm working my way up. Thank you.
Okay.
You want me to stroke out on a
no, but I'd like to see you break a sweat. That's
I
all I'm saying.
I do break a sweat.
I just it always depresses me when I go and I see people reading books. It's like if you can read, you are not exercising.
Nope.
I mean, if you're doing it at the same time.
I got the earbuds in. I got tunes going, and yeah, we're both doing it.
So what's your tune list?
It depends on, I usually.
What motivates Jeff Daly to get up to that 3.5?
It depends on the channel that I'm listening to, because I usually listen to Pandora while I'm on it.
Okay, well, give me an idea of a channel.
Sometimes it's a Cheap Trick channel.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
Okay, and then
you have a framed picture of Cheap Trick in your
office.
Yes,
I do. Sometimes it's a Metallica channel.
Okay.
Sometimes, I mean, you're such a
metalhead.
Yeah.
I mean, you really are.
Yeah, I know. I admit it. I'm proud of it.
So what do you like to listen to when you're
getting your cardio up? You would laugh at me. I like a lot of alternative.
I like alternative.
Like the Killers and things like that.
It's good stuff.
It gets me going. Yeah.
I've never been a metal guy. It's the one genre I just can't.
It's
country
okay.
and metal. If they ever do a country metal, I mean, I'm screwed, because
that would be a hell of a mashup.
I can't do.
I'm with you there, Brian. Country and metal are a little bit harder for me to like, but I enjoy some of them.
I like old country. If you give me like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
But back when it was called country and western.
Right, because they were both types.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
But the metal I can't do. Remember they gave that like half hour show on MTV at like midnight to Ricky whatever rat whatever it was.
Right.
Headbanger's Ball.
That
was your thing, right?
Yeah. I don't think I ever watched a single episode of Headbanger's Ball.
Surprise, they were aimed right at you.
Oh yeah, I know they were.
All right, here's the deal. Because of the generosity of Hickory Point Bank and their chairman, Doug and Peg Schmalz, they're gonna match a total of $4,000 in donations today. And all you have to do is you can go to nowdecatur.com, click on the WSOY Community Food Drive, and on that page there is a click to donate button, which will take you right to the United Way portal, and we'll count those gifts today. If you want to give early, we'll count that towards the match. If you want to stop by Central Park, that works too. All you have to do is buy some coffee, buy some nitro. Beach House is going to be down here for lunch from 11 to 2. How great is Todd?
I know. He is.
I mean,
he's so
one of like the stellar citizens of this community.
And you always know he's going to say yes. It's so nice to call him, because you know he's going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks, Todd.
It does. He both of them.
Yes.
I mean, their whole crew are just amazing. They're just the go-to people.
You're right.
Like the go-to bank.
Yeah.
They're like
the go-to
restaurant.
I mean, we're all together.
I love Todd and his crew. But the food, even if you didn't like Todd and his crew.
Oh, I know.
The mac and cheese is amazing.
Pretzel chicken.
We're going
outside. Pretzel chicken is my favorite.
The two together combined is pretty unbeatable. So I'm thinking about eating that before the workout today.
You're a madman.
No, it's that good.
Yeah, it is good.
I know it is that good.
So I think you get the best of both worlds.
It's going
to
hurt.
You have to turn it up to 4.
You're going to work that off. Yeah, you're right.
So is there like a grandma next to you going faster? This is what I wanted to know. I am trying to motivate him.
You know, there are a variety, and that's what's great about the Y. You see everybody there on all skill levels.
That's yes.
Right. So that's what's, you know, I mean, it's nice in the afternoon. We usually hit there right after he gets out of school. And so we go on, and the gym isn't packed. So, you know, it's great.
Early evenings, late afternoons are a good time to go, because you have your choice of, it's not like, you know, lunch hour, and there's certain times.
Right.
By the way, I should mention, are you still enjoying your Hokas? I got an email from Hoka, by the way. This is another one of the great guys, Kyle May, and the folks over at Fleet Feet and Spin City. Ask Jeff. I bought him a pair of Hokas just to encourage him to work out.
And I love them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What a generous gift.
And he went in and bought the most expensive pair.
I did not.
Which is okay.
If you got a problem, you need to blame Kyle, because he's the one that said, those are the ones you really need, since you lean in.
We'll talk about the master of upsell between, it's like the Brass Horn or Spin City.
Right.
I don't
between
know
Kyle
which.
Kyle and George and Ryan.
Yeah, they just, here, let's try this and this and this and this and this.
Here. Yeah. Oh, it's like,
what's the total?
I don't know. It's covered.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're exercising.
Yes.
I really am.
Thank you.
It makes me happy.
Thank you.
And it's too bad your son had to guilt you into it, but whatever works,
well,
right?
You know what? I want to support him, and he wants to actually start getting physical, getting in better physical condition. And so I said, you know what? I'm down. Let's do it.
All right. Hickory Point Bank all day today till 2 o'clock, 11 to 2 lunch served by the Beach House. Get down here early, $10, and all of the proceeds go to the food drive. They're matching the first $4,000 in donations, and we're going to be here until 2 o'clock. It's that simple. Get out and support the cause. We'll take a quick break, back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies, highs near 82 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 57. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 80. And Friday, sunny, highs near 85 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 58 degrees.
You gotta love your mom. Now that it's fall, she's a fountain of advice.
Make sure your wipers are working.
Okay, Mom.
How are your tires?
I'll check, Mom.
What about your brakes and your belts?
Mom, I got it.
Your mom knows those are all things you can take care of at Speed Lube. And Speed Lube has the best prices around. Plus, 6 area locations, including Clinton and Lincoln. And, of course, locations right here in Decatur. Speed Lube, more than just oil changes.
Now, when are you gonna find a nice girl?
Oh, Mom!
This football season, support your favorite team your own way with custom-printed spirit wear from Play It Again Sports. Come in and design your spirit wear today. And Play It Again Sports has everything you need to outfit your entire football team. Cleats, balls, pants, gloves, and even practice jerseys. As always, Play It Again Sports buys and sells pre-owned gear. Everybody plays at Play It Again Sports in the Brentwood Village Shopping Center in Decatur. Proud to be Decatur's only locally owned sporting goods store celebrating 25 years. Play It Again Sports.
Did you know pharmacists count in ways you might not realize? In fact, your healthcare provider counts on your pharmacist as a medication expert to guard against those potential medication side effects. Local families count on us as reliable healthcare professionals for many of life's ailments. You can also count on our staff at Dale Southlake or Coley's Corner Drugs to be your one-stop shop for over-the-counter medications, CBD oil, and unique gifts for every occasion. Call us today for free delivery or medication questions at 217-330-9552. Or 429-5165. We're friends helping friends.
Lindsay, I just missed it. I got the meme picture and I missed it.
Oh, darn it. Darn it.
I had it. He gave me the look. They didn't give me the look. He gave them the equipment the look, because the equipment responds to looks in Jeff's world. He gave it the look. That look of 20 years, it's never changed. That look of surprise when something goes wrong, technically. Carla Miller's with us here, part of our broadcast. We're going to skip through that top. Lindsay, okay. Just have the weather break ready to go. We get back here on the other side of that. Mary Garrison will join us in a couple of Millikan students, talk about the Big Blue Backpacks program that they do. You're associated with so many of these entities, whether it's St. Teresa, whether it's Millikan, whether it's, you know, Hickory Point Bank. Is part of your life's been at all of those places.
You're right, and that's why what I like about this community is we're all connected. We're all connected in some way or another. And with Newhoff, I mean, we're neighbors. This is our backyard.
We are. I got to look out the studio and see you guys every day. Now, you.